Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen, see what you think.
Rural fire service in Gerringong, and one day one of our members was out with a GPS trying to locate some of the hydrants around the place so that he could mark them on a paper map, and I thought there had to be a better way of doing things.
The small fishing village of Gerringong on the New South Wales south coast may seem like an unlikely place to be leading the world in anything, but in one area at least there is no doubt that this is the case. Dr. Hugh Forehead is an Associate Research Fellow at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. He's also a volunteer with the Gerringong Rural Fire Service.
I thought that if we could do a map that showed hydrants on a Google Map platform, we could do something to reduce the speed of a response to a fire call.
When firefighters respond to a call, it's vital that they find the right hydrant and quickly.
It's actually harder than you'd imagine. So in the US you have those big brightly coloured hydrants stuck on pavements, but around most of suburban, at least New South Wales, I think probably most of Australia, they're just about 40 centimetre square plaques with a hatch in the centre, and they sit on nature strips or in the road. And if all's good, it'll have a blue reflective marker, sometimes it's red, out on the road, so that as a fire truck approaches you can easily spot where the hydrant is, off to the left or the right of the street. But often these markers are scuffed off the road, there's new bitumen and they're not there, so that majority of the times we'll have people hanging out the side of the truck looking for the hydrant as we're approaching an incident.
It's such a simple idea, and yet amazingly, Gerringong Rural Fire Service is the first in the world to develop such an app. It's all part of the Digital Living Lab sponsored by the Smart Infrastructure Facility that aims to transform the Wollongong region into a smart city.
The longer you leave a fire, obviously, the worse the potential outcome. So if we can save some time by putting the truck in the right spot, running out as few hoses as possible, then we've got more chance of saving the house or maybe even saving lives.
I mean, it sounds extraordinary that Gerringong is the only place in New South Wales that actually has this. Why is that the case?
I ask myself the same question. It's a very simple thing. I guess the data can be hard to find, and my hope is that, yes, that it will spread. For Gerringong, I said I just wanted to try this out. To keep the file size small, I just cut out an area larger than the fire brigade's district, just so that it loads quickly when you open the map up. But yes, it certainly could be done for other areas too.
Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.